the Israelites capturing the city of Jericho.
他们就凭着神的应许
and with the promise of the Lord.
啊，完全顺服神的带领
and submissively they did according to God's guidance.
神叫他们绕城，他们就绕城。
When the Lord told them to surround the city, they did.
神叫他们不要出声，他们就不出声。
The Lord told them to be quiet and not to speak, and they listened.
到最后，神叫他们大声呼喊，他们就大声呼喊。
To the very end, the Lord told them to shout, then they all did.
所以这个耶利哥城很自然就倒下去了。
And therefore, the city of Jericho, the walls just came tumbling down.
我们在打属灵的战争啊，就是靠着神给我们应许福分。
When we are fighting the spiritual battle, we are according to this blessing and grace that God gives us. And according to God's guidance and His instructions.
以色列民的军队大概将近六十万。
You could say there was about 600,000 soldiers.
连续六天啊，每天去造成一次。
And 600,000 soldiers, every day, they would go surround the city
叫他们不要讲话，没有一个人出声。
Told the 600,000 people not to speak, and none of them did.
这个真的不容易。
This indeed is very difficult.
这个就是他们在旷野40年操练最后的结果。
And this is the result, the end result for their training in the wilderness for 40
years. 完全顺服，要我们做什么就做什么。
And they were fully submissive to whatever God's guidance,
instruction was.所以神的力量就彰显出来。
And because everyone was with one heart, therefore the will and the power of the Lord was manifested.
有时候我们圣公会不发展了，就是我们意见太多。
Sometimes because the holy work cannot prosper because there's too many opinions.
有时候力量就彼此抵消了。
And therefore the strength and also the power of the Lord then is suppressed.
这个不是说我们不可以有意见。
It's not mean that we cannot have our own opinion.
我们怎样把我们好的意见把它集中起来，变成我们全体信徒的共识。
But it is how, with this good suggestion that you have, this opinion that you have, that together as a unity, that everyone may see that this is good.
让我们有一个共同的目标，一起努力。
So that together we will have the same goal to pursue after.
这是我们要学习的。
This is something that we need to learn.
因为你如果很多意见啊，就不晓得要往哪个方向走。
Because when there is many opinions and many suggestions going around, then you don't know which direction you should go.
因为我们每一个人的经验啊，不太一样。
And because all of our experiences are very
different. 有时候我们对事情的看法也不一样。
And the way how we view things are very different.
我们所站的角度也不一样。
The perspective that we see these things are very different.
有些我们看得很清楚，但是也有一些啊，我们看不清楚的地方。
There's some things that we may see very clearly, but there are other perspectives that we cannot see.
比如说，我现在可以看前面，但是我后面我就看不到了。
For example, now I can see clearly what's in front of me, but I cannot see what's behind.
但是我把我所看到的讲出来，你们。把你们讲出来，所看到的讲出来。
But if you can tell me what you see, and I will tell you what I see.
我们对整个事情就有一个非常全盘的了解。
And only then that you will see a complete image, a whole all-around view.
最后做决定啊，才会比较完整。
And only then when you make decisions, it could be very complete.
所以为什么我们一些重大的事情我们都要开会讨论，就是这个原因。
And this is why there are many decisions when we need to make, we need to hold meetings.
所以怎样学习啊，大家同心啊，来决定一些事情啊，有一个共同的目标。
And therefore we need to learn how to work with one heart in unity together to pursue after one goal.
如果这样的话，以主的心为心，我们在圣工上推行起来就很方便。
And with the heart of the Lord as our own hearts, then with the holy work it could be easily done.
我记得刚到美国的时候啊。
I remember when I first arrived to the States.
有时候参加教会的会议啊，意见很多。
And sometimes when I was attending the church meeting, there was many opinions.
有时候开会开得很久。
And the meetings would go on for long hours.
我有一次参加全国教会会议，开到晚上啊，三四点。
There was one time I was in an NCC meeting, and the meeting went on to 3 or 4 in the morning.
不过后来觉得说这样不行。
And I thought to myself, this could not be so.
所以大家就每次开会就禁食祷告。
So every time before the meeting, we would fast and pray.
让圣灵在当中运行。
So that the Lord's Spirit may hover.
所以现在开起会来，大家很快乐。
And now the meetings can go smoothly and everyone is very happy.
很少有争执。
It's very rarely where there is actually quarrels.
啊，很多事情很快就达成共识。
And many things, everyone will come to a consensus.
所以以前开三天的会啊，现在大概一天半就完成了。
In the past, the meetings used to be held for 3 days long, but now it's probably just so finish in 1 day.
现在开会当中啊，还有很多专题的分享。
And now there's also many sharings on special topics.
因为让圣灵亲自来带领啊，让我们合而为一啊。
And because the Holy Spirit, the Lord, guides us Himself, so we may all become one and in unity.
就是我们学习的功课。
And this is a homework that we need to learn.
我们来看约书亚记的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 12.
约书亚记十二章。
Joshua, chapter 12.
我们看第一节、第二节。
Let's turn, look at verse 1 and 2.
十二章第一节
Chapter 12, verse 1.
以色列人在约旦河外向入出之地击杀二王，得他们的地就是雅嫩谷直到黑门山并东边的全亚拉巴之地。好，那然后我们跳过来看第七节。
Let's then skip to look at verse 7.
耶稣亚和以色列人在约旦河西啊击杀了诸王。跳过来看24节。
Let's then skip to look at verse 24.
24节。
24.
一个是得撒王，共计啊31个王。好，这里是以色列人征战得胜以后啊，他们统计他们征战的成果。
This is after the Israelites have been victorious in the battle. They were calculating their victories.
啊，他们在约旦河东啊，在摩西的带领之下，他们得胜两个王。
And with the guidance of with Moses in the East River of Jordan, they had conquered defeated 2 kings.
因为在这40年当中啊，他们很多的抱怨。
Because within these 40 years, they had many complaints.
很多的不满，很多的。常常试探神。
They have many unsatisfactions and things to complain and to doubt God.
所以在那个约旦河东啊，在旷野地方一直转一直转，得不到什么东西。
So in the east of Jordan, they kept on circling that area again and again. They could not receive anything.
最后主得到两个城。
And the only thing they received was 2 cities.
但是经过了约旦河以后，在约旦河西。
But after they passed the River Jordan, in the west side of the River Jordan.
因为他们非常同心。
And at that time, they were very united in one.
在耶稣亚带领之下，一族得胜利。
And with the guidance with Joshua as a leader, they kept on being victorious.
当然像埃城啊，曾经失败。
And of course, they lost to defeat of city of Ai.
但他们检讨原因，把问题解决了，后来还是得胜。
And after they have discussed where was the problem that led to their loss of the battle, in the end, they captured the city of Ai.
结果在约旦河西啊，就得胜了31个王。
And then in the west side of the River Jordan, they had conquered and defeated 31 kings.
所以让我们知道说啊，因为不同心、埋怨、不顺服啊，就没有办法得胜。
And this tells us, because when you're not in unity in one and do not submissive to the Lord, then you will not be victorious.
但是当他们同心团结以后啊，一个城一个城就一直攻下来。
And the moment that they were united in one and many cities, they could easily capture one after another.
所以我们在建设教会啊，一个是让我们灵性上成长。
And when we're establishing churches, the first thing is so that our spirituality may grow.
第二个就是要追求圣灵里面的合一。
Secondly, is that we must pursue after unity within the Spirit.
因为如果没有合一的话，我们很多力量都消耗掉。
Because if we are not invited and united in one, then many powers of the Lord will be suppressed.
浪费了很多力气啊，但是教会不成长。
And there's many strength from coming from all around, but yet the church will not grow.
因为主耶稣在离开世界之前，他一直为着教会的合一祷告。
And therefore, before the departure of the Lord Jesus Christ's ascension, he kept on praying for all the churches.
保罗也叫我们要追求啊，在圣灵里面合而为一的心。
Paul also tells us that we must pursue after the unity within the Spirit.
那我们看到说这个迦南地啊，小小的地方哦。
We can see this land of Canaan is actually not a big piece of land.
有三十几个王啊。
There's 30 some kings.
每个人都想做王啊，各自为政。
Everyone wanted to be king, and then they had their own rulings in different places.
当然，他们一到打仗的时候就没有办法站立得住啊。
And when because all of the kings they were not united in one, so when they were facing battle, they cannot unite as one.
所以以色列人因为很同心，所以一个一个就把可以把他们攻破。
And because the Israelites were very united together, therefore one by one they could capture all the cities.
所以主耶稣说，一个城里面啊，互相纷争，这个城会变成荒场。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, within a city, if everyone tries to fight one another, then this city will not be able to prosper.
一个国家互相纷争啊，就会败落。
And when there is war within the country itself, and therefore the country will not be able to prosper.
为什么圣经把这些一个王一个王都提出来？
Why does the Bible record all of these kings one by one?
因为这个是代表着罪恶。
Because all these kings represent sin.
那所以我们呢，在灵修的过程，我们要对付各样的罪恶。
And during this teaching, this lesson that we're learning, for us to be spiritually cultivated, we need to face many kinds of sin.
所有的罪啊，一个一个要对付。
And one by one, we must face these sin.
啊，要完全得胜。
And we must fully overcome and be victorious.
啊，这样我们才能够丰富进神的国。
And only then, abundantly, we may enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们有一些软弱啦，极度骄傲啦，怨恨啦，不满啦，很多的事情，我们都要靠主帮助。
And with the weaknesses that we have, either we are weak in faith or we are arrogant, and many others, we have to be victorious with the help of the Lord.
啊。都能够完全得胜。
Then we may become fully victorious in the battle.
我们看十三章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 1.
十三章第一节。
Joshua chapter 13, verse 1.
约书亚年纪老迈，神对他说啊，你年纪老迈了，但是还有许多未得之地。约书亚带领以色列民啊征战。
Joshua led the Israelites into many battles.
当然把那个大的地方啊都占领下来。
Now they have all conquered the greater parts of the land.
但是还有很多地方啊，迦南人还占领着。
But there's still many parts of the land where the Canaanites have taken over.
所以在这里，神跟耶稣也讲了一句话。
So here God tells Joshua this.
说你年纪老迈了，但是还有很多未得之地。
And it says, you're very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over.
然后说啊，你凭着信心把这些土地抽签分给以色列人。
And therefore, he says, draw lots, and to divide this gift to the Israelites.
然后每一个支派得到土地以后，继续征战啊，把迦南人赶出去，就能够在那里安居。
And each tribe of the Israelites, then they, with the land that they have, they may fight on their own to capture the land themselves.
这个讲到未得之地啊。
Here, when it talks about the land still to be,
这在属灵上有它的意义。
This, in the spiritual terms, has its own meaning.
当然，这是指着我们在个人的灵修。
This, of course, means our own spiritual cultivation.
我们有时候还有一些软弱啊。还没有得胜。
There's some weakness that we're not able to overcome yet.
所以这些土地我们还没有得到。
And therefore we have not yet captured these land.
说我们呢，要有信心，还要加上各样的德性。
And for us to have faith, we also need to have good deeds.
有了德性以后，还要加上爱心。
And with good deeds, then comes love that you must have.
还要爱自己，爱众人，还要爱仇敌。
And to love yourself, love all others, and love your enemies.
所以我们在灵性上要一直不断的一直追求成长完全。
And therefore, in our spirituality, we need to keep on pursuing, so that we may grow and to be spiritually cultivated.
那有时候我们信主虽然很久了。
And even though sometimes we come to believe in the Lord for a very
long
time.
但是我们还有灵性上很多的软弱。
But actually, we have still lots of weakness.
有的人啊，脾气没有改。
There are some people who still have anger problem that they have not conquered.
好、哦，我就说我的个性就是这样啊，动不动就说很大的脾气。
And when they're mad, all they say is, "This is how I am. This is how my temper is."
啊，那就是你这一块地还没有得到。
And that means that you have not yet captured and taken over that land.
要靠圣灵帮助啊，啊来。致使上我们肉体上的一些软弱。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, then it may help us overcome these weakness.
啊，那所以说啊，我们要全身出埃及啊。
So it tells us that we have to depart from Egypt.
摩西说啊，连一个蹄啊都不可以留在埃及地，一个脚啊都不可以留在埃及地。
And therefore Moses says you cannot leave a foot behind in Egypt.
我们的心思意念啊，我们的行为啊，话语啊，全部都要常常去思想改进。
Our hearts and our souls and our mind, everything we need to try to change.
哎，我有次在台湾的时候去参加一个灵恩会。
There was one time I was in Taiwan and I went to attend a spiritual convocation.
同时间啊，有几个教会都在开灵恩会。
And during that time, there were many other churches that were holding their spiritual convocations.
我们知道说隔壁有一个长老生病了。
And we know that there's a deacon that was ill.
啊，因为他气喘发作。
An elder that was ill and he had asthma.
啊，相当厉害。
And it was very severe.
啊，后来我们就去看他。
So we went to visit him.
感谢主，他已经好了。
And thank the grace of the Lord, he is.
那他在那边洗洗衣服。
He was better, and he was washing his clothes.
那我们进去的时候，他就讲了一句话。
And when we went in, he told us this.
他用台湾话说：“唔捌唔惊啦，半捌半惊啦，真捌真惊啦。”
And he says that in Taiwanese, says if you don't know, then you're not afraid. But if you know a little bit, then you'll be afraid a little. But if you know completely, then you'll be really afraid.
他就他谈到说神怎么管教他。
And this is how he taught.Me and told us how the Lord taught him.
因为那个时候教会说啊，我们去帮忙灵恩会啊，要从头到尾，不可以迟到，不可以早退。
And he says that when you are there to help out with spiritual convocation, you cannot be late and you cannot leave early.
上一个礼拜他在另外一个教会帮忙灵恩会。
And the previous week he was actually helping out. And
他又跟人家答应说要礼拜天回去主持婚礼。
And at the same time, he agreed to another person that he will be helping out with the wedding.
所以星期六下午他就要走。
So Saturday night, he actually had to leave.
结果就气喘就发作了。
And at that time, his asthma problem started to happen.
另外一个团长说，你真的要回去吗？
And the other preacher asked him, are you really going to go?
他说，是啊，我要回去啊。
He says, yes, I am.
教会不是说啊，你灵恩会大家花了很多心血在准备啊，不跟传道者应当从头到尾啊。
Didn't you say that because the church has put so much effort into preparing for the spiritual convocation and Holy Communion, aren't you as a preacher should stay?
没关系啦，我已经做传道做好久了。
And he said, it's okay, I've been a preacher for so long.
我今年就要退休了。
And I'm actually going to retire this year.
总会如果要处罚我，我就让他处罚吧。
And if the GA is going to punish me, then let them be.
所以他就硬着就要回去。
So he was very determined to return.
结果那个时候气喘越厉害。
And at that time, his asthma problem started to get even more
severe. 但是他坚持要走。
But he still was so determined to leave.
后来另外一个传道就把他送到火车站，就打电话到家他的家人说：“你们要到车站去接他。”
And then the preacher took him to the train station and called his family that you have to go to the train station to pick him up.
但事实上，他回去以后啊，一直气喘呐、啊，根本第二天也没有办法去帮人家主持婚礼。
And actually, his asthma problem had gotten even more severe, so the next day he wasn't even able to go and perform the wedding.
第二个礼拜又后来又好了第二个礼拜又去帮忙灵恩会。
And the next week he was better, so he returned to a different church to help out with the Holy Communion.
给一个年轻传道说。
And he was talking to a young preacher.
好，我们已经做工作很久了。
We've been serving the Lord for so long.
所以你们年轻人要多做一点。
So you as a younger generation, you must do more work now.
所以前两天我布道。
So for the first 2 days, I will evangelize.
接下来全部都是你的了。
And then all that's left, the days to come, it's all yours.
他前两天的布道很有力量。
And the first 2 days when he was evangelizing, he was preaching, he was so full of power.
啊，第三天就开始气喘了。
And the third day, he started to have asthma.
哎，有一个弟兄当医生，跟他打针，给他出药都没有用。
And there was a brother, he was a doctor, he gave him shots, he gave him medicine, nothing.
弟兄姊妹很有爱心啊，很多人为他进食祷告。
And the brothers and sisters, they had much love, and many of them fasted and prayed
for him. 但是越祷告越厉害。
The more they prayed, the more they fasted, the more severe his asthma got.
他说晚上没有办法睡觉。
And at night he couldn't even sleep.
大概到早上四五点的时候。
It was only until 4 or 5 in the morning.
很难过，几乎要断气。
So a point that he almost couldn't hold on to his last breath.
他一直祷告说，神啊，你不要让我死在这里啊。
And he kept on praying to God, Lord, please do not let me die here.
因为这里在开灵恩会啊。
Because they're having spiritual convocation here.
啊，另外跟他在一起的那个传道就提醒他。
And the preacher that was with him reminded him this.
哦，长老啊，你这个很奇怪呢。
And he said, Pastor, this is very strange.
哈。那有说啊，打针不好啊，越祷告越厉害的。
How could this happen that when you actually given a shot that you're not feeling better and the more people pray for you, the worse it got?
所以你要想想看啊，为什么会这样
？So you really got to think about why is this happening?
是不是上个礼拜啊，你灵恩会一半，你坚持要回去，又讲了一些话，好像不太好。
Is it because last week that you decided that you're determined to return back home and you said some not so nice things?
那后来他就自己想想。
So he started to think.
他就跟主耶稣祷告。
And he prayed to the Lord.
主啊，如果我上个礼拜这样讲话得罪你的话，求你赦免呐。
Lord, if what I have spoken last week has angered you, please have mercy on me.
一祷告马上好。
That minute he prayed, he was better.
起来就可以起来啦，在那边洗衣服啦。
And after he was better, he could wake up and he was washing his own clothes.
他说有时候我们哦，有时候话语啦，有时候我们的行为哦，虽然我们信主很久，还有很多的缺点呢。
And sometimes in our speech, even though we have believed in the Lord for so long, there's still many problems with what we speak.
这都是我们未得之地。
And these are all the lands that are still to be, we have not taken.
所以我们要注意灵修上啊，要追求完全。
So we need to pursue for the fullness of our spirituality.
我们在事工上，在福音上也有很多未得之地。
There are many lands still to conquer in our holy work and the works of servitude.
神把我们带到美洲大陆来。
And the Lord has brought us to North America.
我想最主要不是说光让我们有一个非常安定啊，比较好的生活。
I'm sure it's not so that we may just live a better life.
在使徒时代啊，因为耶路撒冷逼迫啊，所以信徒分散，把福音带到各地方。
And in the past, in apostle times, because of the persecution in Jerusalem, that therefore the members scattered and brought the gospel to different places.
那在这个末世啊，我觉得神对我们的比较恩待。
And in the end days, I think God really has a much more abundant grace for us.
适当我们啊，在一个安定的生活当中啊。啊，能够移民呐、啊，啊，到各地方。
That in a very stable society economy time that we were able to immigrate to different places.
啊，然后要借着我们把福音传遍各地方。
And with that method, then we are able to preach the gospel to all nations.
啊，但是我们看到说啊，我们在整个福音的工作上还有很多啊未得之地。
But we see that in this gospel work of ours, there's still many lands that we have not yet conquered.
我们在加拿大大概有500个信徒嘛，哈。
We could probably roughly calculate there's probably about 500 members in Canada.
啊，我看在美国也是2800多了。
And in the United States, it's probably about 2,800.
美国有50州啊，我们现在有教会的大概只有十几州吧。
And there's 50 states in the states, and they're probably the ones with churches in them, it's probably just some 10 some.
美国有三亿人口。
And there's actually 3 billion, 3 million, 300 million population in the states.
我们还不到3000个信徒。
And for us, we haven't even reached the 3,000 mark for our members.
所以讲起来，我们要努力的目标还是很多啊。
So we still have a big step to take in order for us to get better.
所以每次开会的时候，大家都谈我们怎样把福音传开。
And therefore, every single time in our meetings, we talk about how can we preach this gospel.
我想说这也是神给我们的一种使命。
For me, I think it's also a mission that God has given us.
我们的居所实在太小。
Because the place of our dwelling is too small.
他说我们要求主帮助建造更大的房子。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us and establish greater place of dwelling for us.
因为这个福音啊，要向东、向西、向南、向北不断的开展。
And because this gospel will go from the north to the east, to the west, and to the south, all over.
这是圣经的应许，我们相信一定会实现。
And this is the prophecy of the promise that is in the Bible, and we are sure that this will fulfill.
所以这些未得之地啊，我们要努力去争取。
And therefore, these lands that still need to be conquered, we need to go and conquer them.
然后就谈到这个，他们怎么分配迦南土地。
Then it tells us the division of the land.
第一个就谈到说他们有河东两个支派办的土地。
Here it tells about there was the land that's on the east of Jordan.
当然马拿西支派因为他们有一个勇士占了一大块土地。
And because the tribe of Manasseh, they had a lot, they have mighty men that had taken over the land.
所以他们除了约旦河西啊一大片土地以外，河东又一块。
And not only on the west side of the river Jordan they have land, but also they have land on the land on the east side of Jordan.
啊，另外有两个支派叫流便跟迦的。
And then there was another tribe, two tribes that's called Reubenites and then the Gadites.
流便本来是大儿子啊，但是他因为淫乱的缘故失掉长子的名分。
Reuben was actually the firstborn son, but because of his adulterous his problems, therefore he had lost most of his tribe.
这个迦德也在河东地得到一块地。
And Gadites also had received a land on the east side of Jordan.
但是这个河东地啊是比较不好，算是次等的地方。
You can say that the land on the east side of Jordan is the not so good land.
啊，因为真正的牛奶与蜜之地啊是在河西。
Because the true land that is flowing with the milk and honey is actually on the east, on the west side of River Jordan.
河东地啊，没有那种天然屏障啊，所以周围的列国啊，很容易攻打他们。
And because in the land that's east of Jordan, they do not have many natural surroundings around them, mountains and things to protect them and easily. That they could be attacked by other cities.
所以雅各就曾预言说啊。敌人要攻击迦德啊。
And therefore, Jacob prophesies that the enemies will attack the Gadites.
所以河东地的人啊，他们也比较早啊，被其他的支派把他们占领。
And the divisions, the ones that are living in the east of Jordan, there were earlier ones that were taken by other tribes.
那为什么他们要河东地？这是他们自己要求的。
But why is it that they want the land that is on the east side of Jordan? This is actually their own request.
我们看《民数记》32章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 32.
民数记32章。
Numbers chapter 32.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三十二章一节
Chapter 32 verse 1
牛便祖孙和迦德祖孙的牲畜极多极其众多他们看到亚谢地和基列地是可牧放牲畜之地第二节
Verse 2
就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒并会众的首领说第三节
Verse 3
亚大路底本亚谢林拉西十本以利亚利士班尼波比文第四节
Verse 4
就是神在以色列会众面前所供给之地是可牧放牲畜之地你仆人也有牲畜又说我们就在你眼前蒙恩啊求你把这地赐给我们产做产业不要带领我们过约旦河这个流便跟迦德支派啊，给摩西要求。
Here the Reubenites and the Gadites they request this to Moses.
哦，我们已经走那么久，太累了。
We've already walked for such long period of time. We're so tired.
啊，刚好这个河东有这一块草原。
And we see that there on the east side of Jordan there is this pasture.
啊，我们牲畜又很多。
And we have lots of livestock.
我们就在这里就好了，让我们。 牲畜啊，有草可以吃。
So he says, why don't you just let us be here so that our livestock has grass to eat?
啊，我们也可以在这里啊，为我们的妻子儿女啊，盖造城，盖造房屋，让他们居住。
And we can build this land and this places for my wife, our wives and our children to live.
啊，不要再带我们啊，过到这个约旦河西去了。
Don't make us cross to the west side of the river of Jordan.
因为那太辛苦了，过去还要征战。
Because once you cross over to the River Jordan on the west side, we still have to battle, and that's too tiresome.
所以摩西啊，一开始不高兴。
So in the beginning, Moses was not happy.
说你们怎么可以这样呢，自私。
He said, "How could you do this? You're so selfish."
你要其他的各支派去打仗，你们在这里有个安逸的生活。
You want all the other tribes to go fight on the west side of the River Jordan, and there you are living in peace.
那这样会让以色列百姓的信心就消化掉。
And this will let the faith of the Israelites to diminish.
后来他们就勉强答应了。
And therefore they decided, fine, in the
说无论怎样，你就把地给我们。
And therefore they said that no matter what, give us this land.
那我们当中啊，有一些兵丁啊，可以跟你们去打仗。
And we have some soldiers among us. We will let you take them to go fight the battle.
啊，等到这个土地占领了，他们再回来。
And after they have conquered the land on the west side of Jordan, then return them back to us.
所以他们是被那个财物啊，就是看到眼前的一些利益啊，所以他们就不愿意再过约旦河西。
So these tribes, the Reubenites and Gadites, they actually saw what was ahead of them, that was right before them, the wealth, so they were not willing to go ahead to cross the river Jordan.
因为他们体贴肉体，不愿意继续打仗，所以留在约旦河东。
Because they like to be comfort for their flesh, and therefore they're not willing to go fight anymore after the cross.
失掉了承受更美惨烈的机会。
So they've lost the chance to receive what is even better on the other side.
啊。虽然他们后来一些兵丁也要打仗
，and even though they sent the soldiers out to battle，
但是呢，实际上让他们的妻子儿女啊，失掉了经历神作为的机会。
But actually, they've lost a chance for their children and their wives to see the great doings and of the Lord.
所以，虽然他们看起来很聪明啊，但是失掉很多的福分。
Even though in the beginning they might seem as very smart, but in the end they have lost many blessings.
所以这是约旦河东的支派啊，他们所分配的土地。
And this is the tribes, the land that they've got on the east side of Jordan.
然后约旦河西啊，剩下九个半支派。
And on the west side of the River Jordan, there's 9.5 tribes left.
他们就每个支派一个族长，还有耶稣亚跟大祭司啊，一起来抽签。
And they all draw lots. They sent one out as a representative for each tribe, and Joshua and also the high priest, they all draw lots.
圣经里面说啊，签放在怀里啊，定是由耶和华。
And they said that even though the lot was held in their hand, but then the decision is made by the Lord.
所以古时候他们虽然用抽签来决定事情。
Even though in the past they use lots, they draw lots to make decisions.
但是神就按照他们所应得的福分呢，是给他们。
But the Lord, according to how much each tribe should receive, then God will let them get what they.
所以每一个支派所得到的土地大小不一样。
Therefore, all the tribes, the land that they received were actually very different in size.
所得到的福分也都不同。
And the blessings that they received also are very different.
那从这里看到我们每一个人啊，将来从神那里领受的福分真的也是不一样。
And this means that all of us, every one of us, the blessings that we receive from the Lord are all very different.
所以保罗说，将来复活的人啊，就好像天上的星一样。
And just like Paul says, the ones that will be resurrected in the future is just like how many stars there are.
日有日的光，夜有夜的光。
That there is the sunshine from the sun and also the moonlight from the moon.
啊，每一个星星的光度都不一样。
And all the stars, their lights are shone differently.
啊，将来复活的人呢，也要发光在天上，好像明星一样。
And the ones that are resurrected in the end days, they would just be like the shining star.
因为每一个人努力不一样，将来所得到的结果不一样。
And because everyone's effort in the pursuit after the Lord is very different, therefore what they receive is very different as well.
将来有的人呢，是紧紧进神的国的。
There are some people that enter the kingdom of God just by merely just.
但是有的人是享受大荣耀的。
Some just enter slightly, just got through, but there are others that receive great glory.
就看我们怎么努力，将来怎么得赏赐，得荣耀。
And this all depends on how much and how much effort we put into this pursuit after the kingdom of heaven, and in the end, we will be rewarded in the same manner.
他们在抽签分配土地的时候。
When they were drawing lots to decide, which tribe gets what land.
第一个得到土地的是犹大支派。
Actually, the first tribe to receive the land was the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派里面第一个得土地的就是迦勒。
And the first person to receive the land is Caleb.
迦勒所得到的土地又是最美的地。
And Caleb was the one that received the best land.
因为他得到希伯伦。
Because he received
Hebron.
Hebron.
这希伯伦是亚伯拉罕最早在迦南地所得到的城。
And this is actually the first land that Abraham had received when he was in Canaan.
他曾经住在那里，神好几次向他显现。
And he lived there many when God has showed himself many times to Abraham when he was dwelling there.
所以他后来买到的第一块土地就是在希伯伦。
And therefore, the first land that Caleb had gotten was in Hebron.
大卫开始做王也是在希伯伦七年多的时间。
Actually, it's the same place in Hebron where David first became king.
所以这是他们祖先的遗产地。信仰遗产的地方。
And this is the inheritance that they've gotten because of their faith.
说那个希伯伦最好的地，但是也比较难攻取。
But even though Hebron was the finest of all lands, but it's a hard place to capture.
有亚纳族的三个族长住在那里。
There were the three Anakites, the leaders that were living there.
那迦勒来要求约书亚。
And therefore Caleb came and asked Joshua.
说你知道我们当时去窥探迦南地的时候。
He says, do you know when we sent spies to spy on the land of Canaan?
因为其他的探子他们报恶信。让以色列民的心消化了。
It's because the other spies they sent bad messages and therefore it let the hearts of the Israelites start to doubt.
因为我凭着信心报好信息。
And it's because with the good faith of the Lord that I have delivered good news.
因为我专心跟从神。
It's because I've diligently followed in the footsteps of the
Lord. 所以神说要把那我脚所踏的地方要给我。
So the Lord told me that the land where I am stepping in right now will be the land that was given to me.
虽然已经经过了45年了。
And even though it's past 45 years already.
但是神的应许应当不会改变。
But I'm sure the promise of the Lord will not change.
所以我现在已经85岁啊，像40岁一样，出入征战还是照常。
And he says, even though I am 80 years old now, but I will still go into the battlefield as I were when I was 45.
虽然有亚纳族的族长住在那里，神会帮助我，我可以把他赶出去。
And even though the Anakites, they were living there, but with the help of the Lord, I will cast them out.
所以几千里按照应许把这个地给我。
So the Lord, according to his promise, he has given this land to me.
所以耶稣也就为迦勒祝福，就把希伯伦分给他。
And therefore, Joshua blessed Caleb and had given Hebron to him.
迦勒就带着家人就征战把亚纳族的族长赶走，他就得到希伯伦了。
And Caleb had fought the Anakites, and then they had become victorious, and then they took over the land of Hebron.
所以圣经里面一讲到说这个迦勒为什么能够进到迦南得产业？
And the Bible tells us, why is it that Caleb was able to enter into Canaan and to receive all this blessing?
所以呢，他有一个不一样的心智。
It's because he has a very different kind of heart and determination.
他立志凭着信心报信喜信。
He had made determination that he will bring back good news because he believed in his
faith. 他就专一跟从神。
And therefore, he pursued after the Lord.
其他以色列民说他们不专心跟从神。
All the Israelites, all the other ones, they did not diligently pursue after the
Lord. 遇到好的环境，他们就跟从神。
And when they see good things, then they will want to follow in the Lord.
遇到困难的环境，都埋怨试探神。
But in difficult times, then they will start to murmur against the Lord.
但是迦勒却专一跟从神到底。
But Caleb was different. From the beginning to end, he was diligently in following
the Lord. 他有一个能够靠神帮助得胜彻底的心智。
Because he has a heart that he knows that the Lord will help him to overcome all enemies.
不管仇敌再怎么强大,
no matter how strong the enemies might be,
因为神跟我们同在,
but because the abidance of the Lord
is with him, 所以我们一定能够得胜, 能够把这个好的土地占领下。
So he does believe that we will become victorious and we will take over this land.
所以迦勒能够第一个分配土地, 而且得到最美的地方。
So Caleb was able to get the first and the finest part of the land.
啊，接下来这个犹大支派 他们就抽签 分到了南部的地方。
And therefore, when they then draw lots and they got to the southern part of
River. 一般的支派 大概二十几个城就很多了。
Usually, when the tribes to have 20-something cities, it's already many.
犹大支派分了一百多个城。
But actually, the tribe of Judah, they had 100 and so cities.
而且很多都是很有名的，非常好的城。
And many of the cities were actually very good cities and very famous.
犹大支派所分配到的土地真正是牛奶与蜜之地。
Indeed, the land, tribe of Judah, the land that they have received, indeed is the land that's flowing with milk and honey.
所以大卫在作诗赞美神啊。
So when David was composing Psalms,
说神啊，你所量给我的地界都是在最佳美之处。
He told the Lord and praised the Lord that the land that you've given me is in the most precious and most abundance.
啊，为什么犹大支派能够得到最美的地方
？And why is it that the land of the tribe of Judah were able to receive the best
而且能够得到最大的一大片土地
？And to receive the greatest portion of the land.
啊，这跟神的应许有关系啊。
This has to do with the promise of the Lord.
啊，因为雅各有十二个儿子啊。
Because Jacob had 12 sons.
啊，当然利未支派没有分土地。
Of course, the Levites they did not receive any land.
后来约瑟啊，得到两份土地。
And therefore Joseph received 2 shares of the land.
所以历代志上第五章里面讲。
And in First Chronicles there it tells us.
说本来流便是长子要得到长子福分的。
In the beginning, because Reuben was the firstborn son, therefore he would receive extra share.
因为他犯罪污秽了父亲的床。
It's because he had sinned against the father.
所以他长子的名分就失掉了。
So he has lost his firstborn rights.
啊，接下来利未跟西面啊，他们两个啊，因为杀人。
And because Levi and Simeon, they had killed people.
在事件的地方用诡计啊杀害当地人。
That they had killed the people in the city that they were in, and they hurt them.
所以他们长子名分也没有。
And therefore, their firstborn rights had also.
后来这个长子的名分就分了。
Therefore, they start to give out this firstborn.
约瑟支派得到两份土地。
And therefore, the tribe of Joseph they receive 2 shares of the land.
但是君王所领的支派是犹大支派下来。
But actually, the king. The main share was actually given to the tribe of Judah.
我们看历代志上第五章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志上五章第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 1.
五章第一节。
Chapter 5 verse 1.
以色列的长子原是流便，因为他污秽了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱，他不算长子。第二节
，Verse 2，
犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也从他而吃，长子的名分却归约瑟。那我们看到说啊，这个君王支派从犹大出来。
You can see the it was from tribe of Judah, from Judah that the kings came from him.
啊，犹大支派得两份土地。
And therefore Judah had received 2 shares of the land.
所以犹大支派也得到很多很多的福分。
So the tribe of Judah had also received many blessings.
啊，这个福分啊，跟他们祖先雅各给他们的祝福有关系。
And this has to do with the blessing that was given from their ancestor Jacob.
也就是说，跟他们的表现有关系呢。
And this means that it has to do with the way how they acted, their deeds.
看创世纪四十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章第八节。
Genesis chapter 49 verse 8.
四十九章第八节。
Chapter 49 verse 8.
说犹大，你弟兄必赞美你，你的手臂掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。第九节。
Verse 9.
犹大是个小狮子，我 儿啊，你抓石便上去，屈身下去，屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮啊，谁敢惹你？第十节
Verse 10，
威必不离开犹大，杖必不离开他两脚之间，主等到细柔来到，万民都必归顺。十一节
11，
犹大把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上，他在葡萄酒中洗衣服，在葡萄珠中洗袍褂。十二节
Verse 12，
他的眼睛必因酒红润，他的牙齿必因奶白亮。雅各晚年的时候啊
，and Jacob's later years，
那把他的儿子叫来
，he told all his sons to come forward，
说我们为你们祝，我为你们祝福啊，也把你们将来你们祖孙要遭遇的事情告诉你们。
I will bless you and I will also tell you what is to come for all your descendants。
他说一个一个跟他们祝福都讲到以后啊，就是这样实现。
So one by one, when Jacob blessed them。Then this is what happened in the later times.
那犹大本身这个名字就是赞美啊。
The name Judah actually in Hebrew it means.
所以取名字有时候很重要。
So sometimes when you names are very important.
因为犹大的妈妈本来都是在争她丈夫的爱嘛，哈。
And because the a mother of Judah is because they are always wanting to have more love for her husband.
虽然丈夫不爱她，但是神就给她一族生孩子。
But even though the husband did not love her, but because God had blessed her to give her many children.
所以一开始他给小孩子取名就是啊，神听见了，啊，神替我伸冤呐。
So the first son, the second son was God heard me and God has shown justice for me.
啊，生到第四个孩子的时候，他说我要赞美神呐。
On the fourth child, she says, "I will praise the Lord."
说整个心境改变。
So her heart had totally changed.
所以跟这个孩子起名叫做犹大，就是赞美。
And therefore they named their son Judah, which means to praise.
那这个犹大本身呢，也有一些优点呢。
And of course, Judah himself has many good virtues.
啊，尤其哈、哦、啊，他在为弟弟啊便雅悯担保的时候。
Especially when he was protecting his brother Benjamin.
因为耶稣说你们没有把你的弟弟带来，我不给你们粮食。
And because Joseph said, if you do not bring your younger brother to me, I will not give you food.
那个时候雅各啊，无论怎样不让他们把便雅悯带走。
And at that time, Jacob, no matter what, he would not allow them to take Benjamin away from him.
本来流便要出面啊，但是雅各不听。
In the beginning, Reuben said he wanted to talk about this, but then Jacob would not listen.
啊，雅各出来做，这个犹大出来做担保以后啊，啊，才让便雅悯让他们带走。
Only when Judah came and used his life as an exchange, as a guarantee his brother's safety, then Jacob was willing to let him take
them. 啊，耶稣后来用计谋啊，啊，把银杯放在便雅悯的袋子里面。
And when Joseph had planned to put the silver cup into Benjamin's sash.
啊，那个时候啊，说要把便雅悯留下来做奴仆。
And he said that I must take Benjamin as a slave.
雅各犹大讲了一些很感动人的话。
Judah said words that were very touching.
啊，所以啊，为说要让无论怎样要让便雅悯回去，他可以留下来为他做苦工，为他担保。
He said, no matter what, you must let Benjamin return and he could stay behind and work for him as a slave.
啊，耶稣才受感动啊，啊，然后跟他们相认。
Only then Joseph was touched to his heart that he showed himself as Joseph to them.
所以这个犹大支派啊，有一些优点，后来神的福分临到这个支派。
And therefore the tribe of Judah, because they have many good virtues, so the grace and blessing of the Lord came upon them.
啊，除了说让他们世代出君王。
And they'll let them in generations from generations
to have kings. 救主从他们这个支派出来。
And to have the Lord, the salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ to come from their tribe.
神会把一个非常美好的土地赐给他们。
The Lord will also grant them this beautiful land.
所以说可以在他们葡萄树上啊，把小驴牵在那里。
And he can say, it says, it's a tender as donkey to a vine.
好，所以他物产很丰富啊，还可以用葡萄来洗衣服啊。
It means that they're very wealthy to a point that they can use wine to wash their
garments. 这都是象征说神怎么祝福他们呢、啊？把最美的产业要留给他们。
These are all signs to show how much God will bless them, to bless them with the best.
所以我们今天、啊、要得到属灵的产业也是一样。
So today for us to receive the inheritance of the Lord is the same.
主耶稣说天国是努力的人得到的。
The Lord says the kingdom of heaven will give to those who strive hard and work hard.
哦、所以我们要努力进神的国。
Therefore, we need to strive and work hard to enter this heavenly kingdom.
我们将来也要轰轰呼呼进神的国。
And in the end days, we will be having abundance to receive.
把我们每一个人都能够得到最美的产业。
And I hope that all of us will receive the best inheritance.
我们来唱诗500首。
Let's all sing hymns 500.